For us, it is a labor of love. We don't particularly care as much. Sometimes it does, suddenly, like, really, when I say really good, what I mean is ki 5,000 plus listeners of a podcast, audio-based thing,
yeah,
is good enough. Like, it will keep you like in the top 1% even in India.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like that. But usually it's slightly less than that. So, but see, we don't as such, you know, utna wo nahi hai ki kitne log sun rahe kitne log nahi sun rahe, jitne log sunte hain un log bahut dil se sunte hain, sunte itne dil se sunte hain ki they will send you time stamps ki kab kya bola, and they will tell you how that what you said made them think xyz, jabki when you said it you didn't even think itna kuch ho jayega.
that's a good sign.
And I think more than the podcast, what I realized is कि जो हमारा Discord server है छोटा सा ही है, उसमें 300 लोग हैं, जिसमें से I think 40ish शायद थोड़े ज़्यादा active हैं, but they are मतलब I think they almost consider each other family kind of, because every पहले ये once every 2 weeks से start हुआ था, अभी twice every week type का हो गया है, randomly उसमें voice chat start हो जाती है, and like there's उसमें मतलब और भी voice chat में थोड़े और 10-12 लोग active होते हैं, but they are like sharing serious personal stuff as well. It's like a therapy session. Yeah.
Is the school WhatsApp group you wish you had?
Yes, for all of them. Exactly. Because nobody is happy with their school groups.
मैंने चैट पे एक ट्विटर ट्वीट डाला है. प्लीज वो ट्वीट देखो.
I shudder to open it, but okay.
Just check.
Maharshi Maitri match tournament organized by Sanskrit Bachao Manch. Sanskrit Bachao Manch ek cricket kyun khel raha hai to ye nahi pata mujhe. In Bhopal. Bhopal has entered the chat. The players teams, can be seen in those.
Oh my god.
Aur end mein kya hoga to unko phal kya mil raha hai uska? Sabko Ayodhya le jaya ja raha hai.
Sanskrit bach rahi hai.
Sanskrit cricket khelne se kaise bachegi Sanskrit?
धोती पहनने से भी नहीं बचेगी वैसे तो, बट
आर दे वेयरिंग धोती ओवर अ ट्राउजर इन सम केसेस?
या
कुछ लोग भूल गए होंगे घर से पहन के लाना, तुमको वहां पे दिया तो उन्होंने पैंट के ऊपर बांध लिया.
यार सी, ये इससे क्या प्रूव हो रहा है?
इससे क्या प्रूव हो रहा है? यही कि
आई मीन आई नो, हां वो तो हो ही रहा है, लाइक मतलब उनके मन में क्या प्रूव हो रहा है, मैं ये पूछना चाह रहा हूं.
Long years ago, we made a trip with destiny, and now the time comes when we shall redeem our pledge.
8 November 2016 ki ratri ko 12 baje se.
Thank you, Minister. Ke liye mera ek hi sandesh hai ki wo raj dharma ka palan kare.
Hard work walon ki soch kya hoti hai? Hard work walon ki soch kya hoti hai?
Are ye na Punjab ki khushboo?
Do you guys usually have like a theme or points that you discuss, or is it always freewheeling in the podcast?
So we theme, but it usually ends up being freewheeling because something or the other, like there is so much happening, right? It's so difficult to limit the conversation.
Actually, sir,
problem of plenty.
Problem ये हमने ये try किया है, but then वो फिर एक तो फिर वो बीच में ना काटना पड़ता है. कि अरे अब इस टॉपिक पे जाना है, अब इस टॉपिक पे जाना है, वो सेगवे हमेशा उतना सीमलेस
नहीं होता. मेरा सोच ये रहता है, जैसे व्हिच आई काइंड ऑफ थॉट कि अपन लाइक वी विल टॉक अबाउट डेमोक्रेसी एंड अंकल टुडे, एंड दैट हैपेंस ऑल द टाइम, यू गो इन टू डिफरेंट डायरेक्शंस. फॉर एग्जांपल अभी मेघनाथ के साथ में हम लोगों ने एक एपिसोड किया जहां पे हम लोग टेलीकॉम बिल से शुरू किए, एंड वी एंडेड अप टॉकिंग अबाउट हाउ राइट विंग इन्फ्लुएंसर्स बिकम राइट विंग इन्फ्लुएंसर्स इन ऑन सोशल मीडिया. वी वर टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस दैट people are essentially lonely from the person, like from people who are in professional, you know, in their 20s and 30s to people wo jo uncle log hain jo you know jahan wahan clubs mein jate hain, India Habitat Center hai, jo bhi us jagah jate hain wahan pe aisa behave karte hain as if they own the place and they are entitled to, you know, everyone does that because they're somewhere severely lonely. And on top of it, I feel that especially in the case of India, especially in the case of the groups that we call upward mobile or trying to be upward mobile. यहाँ पे ऐसा बहुत सारा look beyond Mumbai, Delhi, Bangalore, all these places and think about how many Indores and Raipurs and Gwaliors and you know small towns are there where the only aspiration that a kid can do is कि 12th pass करके चार साल का कॉलेज कहीं बेटर जगह से या यू नो वट एवर एंड देन इवेंचुअली आई एंड अप इन अ दिल्ली बॉम्बे बैंगलोर बट थ्रू दिस प्रोसेस दे आर लीविंग एवरीथिंग एंड देन मूविंग टू अ प्लेस वेयर दे हैव टू एस्टैब्लिश अ होल न्यू सर्कल बाय देमसेल्फ तो इज इट सरप्राइजिंग कि फिर ये लड़का जाके सबसे पहले वो बियर बाइसेप्स के वीडियोज देखता है जो बियर बाइसेप्स करता था कि 12 स्टेप में लड़की कैसे बटाने का है और एंड देन फ्रॉम देयर they get into that hole.
It's also general alienation, which is there throughout society, be it small or the big towns, because you are being pushed further and further away from your natural self. And that regardless of how much upwardly mobile you are, you're not really happy. You don't know what happiness is. And then whatever random people target you, then you target other people in lieu of that. And it's just... it's so unconscious, I feel. Yeah, very, very unconscious.
Yeah.
And you don't even know that you're lonely.
That's big.
You don't even know there is loneliness just eating you up.
I have seen people...
WhatsApp group...
Go on.
I kept at it for some time because I thought this is like you know, my net practice to engage society at large, like despite my beliefs or my education. And it gets tedious, but I was like, if these people I can't even talk to, forget convince. These are people I grew up with. They are the same person as me, essentially. And the same neighborhood, same everything. Mm-hmm. And if I can't even communicate with them, then there's no hope left. So I kept at it. But more recently, what happened is unprovoked on one of the new videos. Mm-hmm. I stopped sharing the videos there because they get triggered. But this time they shared it. And they're like, they're pointing out lines. Isme tu aisa kyun bola? Ye Hindu, ye Muslim. And the language was so exactly what you see in the comments. No. Like verbatim. Like even the grammar mistakes are the same. So, and it's just so disappointing because these are your school buddies. They are post-graduation. They're doing well in life. They have a family. And if you see the exact same language, then I felt that why am I giving them time of day? Yehi dekhna hai, toh mujhe already net pe aa raha hai. No, so why am I giving them space in my personal life? And the thought that came to my mind, which has been on my mind actually for a while, and after this it just really concretized, the fact that now the only difference left between the gundas and the trolls online and your school friends is that your school friends know where you live.
Which is, and is it not scary?
Scary. This is how it ends. So it ends with your own friends and people you are on good terms with at one point sending the mob to your door. Because what is the logical end of what is happening right now? You give this 2 more years, 4 more years, 6 more years. Where is it going to go? It's going to go to me. And the country at large will go on. Like it's the bulldozer of capitalism. It will keep rolling. But you will have you know, like random targets were squished in the middle as content you know, for the bigger news machinery. So it's quite scary. Then at that point I gave up. I'm like, this is not helping at all. And you know, why do I increase the stress in my head? Fuck it. Fuck these guys.
So this is, you know, something jo maine pehle socha tha ki shuru karunga main jahan se aisa funny socha tha maine ki main tum log ko bolunga ki mere paas ek aisa scientific fact hai ki abhi aisa pata chala hai ki jis din 145 member of parliament suspend kiye gaye the Indian parliament se. That was the day where the most number of uncles had erection across the country. Like it's getting cold. Aisa socha tha, aisa kuch bolunga, but ab kya bolu main uspe. But the point is, so what
Guinness Book of World Record bhi aa jata hai na us din. Apne वैसे भी India's fascination.
Us sab kuch hai na, but wo obsession hai na Guinness Book of World Record ka bhi ek obsession.
Whole stadium of uncles have most number of.
Abhi recently dekha tha na Haryana mein. Yoga ka gaya chief minister and all we Guinness Book of World Record mein ki most number of people doing yoga in one
yes at the same time
itne saal ho gaye hain but people don't even know yet I'm not even talking about कि जिनको नई आइडिया रहता है, इवन पीपल हु आर अदरवाइज एक्टिव ऑनलाइन एंड हैव सम इंफॉर्मेशन, दे आल्सो डोंट नो दैट यू बेसिकली बाय दी, लाइक इट्स अ गिनेस मार्केटिंग टूल, राइट, दैट रिकॉर्ड.
या
सो यू कैन बाय दैट, यू कैन डू एनीथिंग.
वी आर ऑब्सेस्ड विद दिस यार. अगर ये ऑब्सेशन मतलब इतना ज्यादा है कि आई हैव मेट पीपल इन देयर 40s इन द आईआईटीज हु स्टिल टॉक अबाउट देयर जेईई रैंक.
और एक लिम्का बुक ऑफ रिकॉर्ड भी होता
है. लिम्का, हां लिम्का. तो ये अलग ही एक ऑब्सेशन है. एंड आई थिंक
दिस इज आल्सो डाइकोटोमी, लाइक ऑड डेज में यू जोक ऑफ ऑन द गिनेस बुक ऑफ रिकॉर्ड्स, इवन डेज यू से कि वेस्टर्न मीडिया इज अगेंस्ट इंडिया, इट इज कॉन्स्पिरेसी, इट इज जॉर्ज सोरोस. तो बट देन अगेन
यू कम बैक, जो फेक न्यूज, जो फेक वाला वो इमेज आया था जिसमें न्यूयॉर्क टाइम्स का वो 17 सितंबर लिखा हुआ था, जिसमें कुछ वो आर लीडर डिक्लेयर्ड द बेस्ट काइंड ऑफ, तो इट स्टिल हैड टू बी न्यूयॉर्क टाइम्स, बट जब गाली देनी है तो भी न्यूयॉर्क टाइम्स, एंड वैलिडेशन भी न्यूयॉर्क टाइम्स.
हार्ड टू फैदम. इट्स
नहीं तो उसमें वो एक और चीज है ना कि क्वांटिफाइबल चीजों को, लाइक इफ द थिंग इज लाइक क्लियर कट इन नंबर्स ना, वी लव इट, कितने परसेंटेज आए तेरे को, या तेरा रैंक क्या था, या गिनीज बुक ऑफ वर्ल्ड रिकॉर्ड में इतने इंच नाखून है मेरा, यू नो, व्हाटएवर. सो दोस काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स वी आर, देयर इज सम सॉर्ट ऑफ ऑब्सेशन.
वाजंट देयर अ वीडियो, मोस्ट नंबर, सो पीपल गैदर्ड इन अ स्टेडियम एंड इट वाज लाइक, आई थिंक अमूल बेसिकली पेड फॉर इट, आई गेस, बिकॉज़ इट वाज मोस्ट नंबर ऑफ अमूल मिल्क बॉटल्स ओपनड इन, लाइक दैट्स अ रिकॉर्ड.
But like, my
number is a record, when India is a record, right? मतलब इतनी population, तुम कुछ भी बता
नहीं सकते. They missed the obvious one, the most number of people gathered in a stadium but still failed to cheer their home team. It was
yeah.
I don't watch cricket. Do you guys follow?
अरे we that's a whole we follow, but we find ourselves in a very difficult situation now.
Yeah,
as far as that. So we also had a cricket podcast, by the way, but we kind of stopped it all.
Had
क्या बोलूँ, मतलब like अब दो तीन महीने में कभी एक आध बार कुछ करना, because there's no fun left in it anymore. Like whatever fun there was now.
I started watching like over I started watching a decade ago cricket. But tell me, as a lover of just the game, like forget India or whatever team you support, is this still fun given that is just this flat pitch bullies ruling the roost, and then the amount of politics that and the money that decides everything? Is there actual? I'm sure there are great players who are coming out still, but is it fun anymore? Like you said, it's not fun.
So that's the thing.
I would let Nishant
tell you. What you are saying is true about India, but that's the thing, and because majority of the viewers are from India. बहुत सारी क्रिकेट वॉचिंग जनता को बाकी बाहर का कुछ आइडिया भी नहीं आता, एंड दैट इज व्हाई एटलीस्ट मी आई फॉलो, ऑब्वियसली बाय डिफॉल्ट वो यू कैन नॉट एस्केप इंडिया व्हेन दे प्लेइंग क्रिकेट, बिकॉज़ पूरा सोशल मीडिया पे सब कुछ लाइक वो आ ही जाता है, बट आई एक्टिवली ट्राई टू फॉलो अदर टीम्स, बिकॉज़ जहां पे थोड़ा देखने में ऐसा कुछ फ्रेश लगता है, मे बी इवन एन एसोसिएट टीम लाइक अफगानिस्तान अगर कहीं खेल रही है या कुछ, एटलीस्ट यू नो देयर इज अ स्टोरी बिहाइंड इट कि दे आर कमिंग फ्रॉम सर्टेन बैकग्राउंड और फिर वो कुछ कर रहे हैं. बट अभी इंडिया के साथ तो मेरा ऐसा हो गया है कि इफ दिस वाज
सोच के बोलना निशांत, बहुत सोच के भाजा पॉट है, बहुत सोच के बोलना शुरू बोल रहा
है. इफ दिस वाज द कंट्री, इफ दिस वाज नॉट द करंट स्टेट ऑफ द कंट्री, आई वुड हैव बीन सो ग्लैड एंड आई वुड हैव लाइक सपोर्टेड द हेल आउट ऑफ दिस टीम, बिकॉज़ इट इज द लाइक इट इज मतलब आर्ग्यूमेंट ही नहीं है उसमें. देयर आर सर्टेन नुआंसेस कि वो ट्रॉफी नहीं जीत रहे वो सब वो ठीक है, बट it is probably one of the best teams ever
assembled. It's the best Indian team ever. Is that what you're saying?
वो थोड़ा सा controversial हो जाता है. I don't know because इतने resources के साथ भी अगर आप best नहीं होंगे तो फिर क्या ही होगा?
So my मेरा point ये है कि मैं यही कहने यहाँ से शुरू करने वाला था कि
तो I truly cannot support them because of all the non-cricketing reasons.
So geo politics को अगर अपन देखें ना, तो ऐसा सोचो कि साला US है with its resources and its dollar and its money, वो सब होने के बाद भी somehow अगर US हमेशा UK और जर्मनी का खुद की तरफ देखे कि क्या करने का है next, क्या direction लेने का है, that's like cricket, where India
the only thing India does in cricket is कि बड़ा stadium बना दिया, LED light लगा दी, no other like innovation in terms
innovation.
Of the
code yeah.
or in terms of the technology that is being used. Hamesha, you are the last to incorporate. Just Dhoni ke time pe he said DRS nahi lenge, hum nahi use karenge.
Mere ko dusra argument sports ke leke. Jaise when we say best ever, greatest ever, usme ek aur cheez hai jo mujhe aisa lagta hai. Jaise for example, think of a non-cricketing example, Usain Bolt, right? So Usain Bolt broke the record of 10 second. That 10 second barrier, right? Now, if you go back like to the 1950s and 60s and see who was the fastest sprinter, their sprint time was 10 second plus kuch bhi jo bhi, right? Now, the thing is ki, this is my basic expectation ki as time advances, our sporting things we have and the mechanics and the biomechanics
science,
and everything,
yeah.
are science
shoes,
advances. And
tools ka science.
Haan, is, yeah. matlab, a lot of it is ki, Usain Bolt aaj ke time pe hai and that he's great, obviously no one can deny it, but he's doing it as kind of with this time. Now if we transport Usain Bolt to that time or get someone from that time to this time and give them all the things and train them like how however people are being trained,
so can't truly compare
compare across eras, right? So that's one thing. So the only thing that you can compare is ki Usain Bolt apne peers ke comparison mein kya karna hai. And that is where this is a very interesting question that you've asked without kind of, because it's not a cricketing question anymore. You know what I feel? So what Nishant said is very true. They are perhaps the best 11 people that India has had to play cricket.
At the same time.
Every time they go out to play, the fear of a loss is so much heavier on them that they inevitably end up being in situations where, let's say, like your bat swing had to be like, you know, had X power, and that little bit of nervousness or like hesitancy reduces that by X minus 2. And that's where the game is. That's where everything is.
That's why they do very well. Yeah, exactly. That is where they do very well when nothing is on the line. They are unbeatable. And the moment that thing comes, ki agar ye hare to khatam, then...
And the reason a team like Australia always does really well, across sports actually, is because they don't associate sports with their national pride.
Yeah. And in fact, cricket to unka kuch hai nahi na. Matlab, cricket is like the
fourth. Hai nahi, wo to khair baat hi nahi hai.
They're not even the top athletes of their country, those cricketers.
Yeah.
But in the most cases, I think maybe Brazilian's football team is an exception. But outside of it, the best type of teams do not associate their victories and losses directly with their national pride. Usually, they are like multi-sports countries and all of that. अब हो ये रहा ना कि जब इतना ज़्यादा
अब मैं से ये बोल रहा था तो पुनीत because you don't follow cricket so you probably don't know that so the मतलब हालत ये है अभी इंडियन क्रिकेट कवरेज ब्रॉडकास्ट की कि वर्ल्ड कप फाइनल आप हार गए comprehensively हार गए और उसके बाद भी लेकिन उसके बाद जो T20 सीरीज हो रही है ऑस्ट्रेलिया के साथ just after like एक चार दिन बाद वर्ल्ड कप फाइनल किया हाँ but उसका एडवर्टाइजमेंट ऐसा हो रहा है कि बदला लेंगे वर्ल्ड कप
associated with the national pride, like you said, Brazil similar to what
similar.
India
or Australia. Or
no, Australia developing, nahi hai na.
Developing. Okay, developing.
Yeah.
Maybe West Indies. I mean, again, they are not. Yeah. That's not one country. Yeah.
And country. I cannot think of. But also.
Yes, the interesting thing on that is that hockey is going under the radar,
Indian hockey, and because people are not following hockey as much, actually India is doing rather well in hockey, like compared to how we were like 10, 20 years ago. We were like really,
this all ties into people's self-respect. वो है ही नहीं ये देश आपका
एवरीथिंग
योर पर्सनालिटी इज सो अंडर डेवलप्ड दैट यू कीप अटैचिंग इट टू ऑल दिस एक्सटर्नल सोर्सेस ऑफ प्राइड द नेशन योर लीडर योर रिलीजन इज ओल्ड ऑल ऑफ दैट इट इज ऑल इनसिक्योरिटी एंड विच इज एंडेमिक इन अ कंट्री लाइक अवर्स बिकॉज ऑफ सो मेनी रीजंस एंड ऑल्सो इन अ डेवलपिंग कंट्री द करप्शन विल बी हायर द आउटराइट करप्शन एटलीस्ट इन अ स्पोर्टिंग बॉडी ऑल्सो So I think all of these things are so connected that way. What is happening?
This India is very special. You know why? Because any other developing country that I can think of has, due to the function of, so for example, let's say Pakistan or Bangladesh. Yahan pe I know a number of people from Pakistan and Bangladesh. And when you talk to them, You realize that from childhood, unki life mein Indian culture ka itna zyada influence Bollywood hamesha raha hai,
yeah.
right? For some times in their life, they've either had seen Indian products in their market or used it somehow. Yeah. But and then there's a shared history which also ties ki, like you know people like people living in Karachi will talk about how their family is from somewhere in UP, whatever, right? Meanwhile, in India, outside of Bengal and Punjab, which saw partition, so has, and Delhi, which has a number of people who moved from there, we are so, like, we are very inward looking. At any time we have tried to be a little more broader, like having Pakistani artists come in, that hasn't lasted very long, right? So, hamara pura, ek to shuru se ek bachcha paida hua, started going to school, and the school system, through school ka prayer, school ka pledge, and the stories about kaise humne Alexander ko roka, matlab not, you know, like family tales about, like every family has a tale that associates it with some Hindu king who kind of did XYZ. So you kind of grow up in an environment where you expect India to be Vishwaguru. Even at your home, your understanding of India, even if you've never Nobody in your family has ever moved out of your city or state or, you know, country to dur kata. Your idea of India is very elevated than the actual reality of where India is. And then at some point, you either come to realize ki bhai, वैसा नहीं है ये completely deny that reality.
It's very difficult
and you keep
to
living
accept
in your...
it actually. मतलब my whole life was a
it's very difficult.
But we accepted more Pakistani artists than they have of ours. And I'm sure there's a lot of hatred towards India and Bangladesh and in Pakistan also.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But like, see, it's not about accept... Like, you are saying about kaam dena, right? Ki humare movies mein. But I am saying that if you grow up in Pakistan, it's important. You will have watched Chak De and you will have rooted for that Indian team in that movie, for example. I mean, any number of...
Isn't that because they are a smaller country and they don't have stuff of their own?
So that's what I'm saying, So that's what I'm saying. So India is special in that regard, right? Where we don't have such external influences to even make... Like China, which could be our India, but we are so different that we barely consume anything outside of our countries, right?
I mean,
US pop culture, US more recently, US ka pop culture, UK ka pop culture has been big. Initially, it has been big in our elites. और जो कि पुनीत
जी बोल रहे हैं वही मैं बोल रहा था द कल्चर्स आर सो डिफरेंट कि वो इफेक्ट नहीं हो पाता जो
हां बट देयर हैज बीन सम इफेक्ट
यूएस का इफेक्ट तो नोबडी कैन एस्केप बिकॉज़ इट्स दे आर सो बिग
बट दैट इज व्हाई वेयर इंडिया इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग ना कि यूएस हॉलीवुड basically helped in collapsing almost every other big movie industry except India. Right? So Indians are still, largely most Indians still consume Indian films. Right? Jaise US ke example mein lo, UK. UK is for all intents and purposes another American state because of the massive influence that US has on UK at this point. Lekin India us ab मुझे नहीं पता ये ब्राजील अर्जेंटीना के बीच में कैसा है आई डोंट नो यू नो हाउ दैट इज आई डोंट नो हाउ इट इज इन in those Eastern African countries, which are very similar to each other. But like, I can see India, and I can see that we are in a way insulated from the beginning. And there is very little that happens in terms of like our
looking and not really open to receiving ideas from outside.
We are not trained to, na. Sometimes you don't have, like, sometimes it happens by osmosis, but that's not happening with us. कहाँ से होगा कुछ बीच में वो जी मतलब यूजुअली दीज आर लाइक
बट दैट फीलिंग ऑफ सुप्रीमेसी इज ऑल दिस इनसिक्योरिटी व्हिच इज प्रोजेक्टेड आउटवर्ड्स
हां
दैट्स व्हाट इट इज व्हिच आई मीन आई एम श्योर यू गाइस सी एवरी डे
मैंने तो पूरा एक न्यूज़ लॉन्ड्री में पूरा ऐसे लिखा था कि हाउ हिंदुत्व इज फ्यूल्ड बाय द मैस्कुलिन एंजाइटी ऑफ इंडियन मैन यूजुअली But it also is related to that because ultimately एक और narrative जो है I don't know अब कितना like धीरे धीरे बोलते हैं या जोर से बोलते हैं I don't know but there is this also narrative that Muslim men are more violent, more lascivious and like in general overall more aggressive and somehow I feel that now these people are trying to compensate for that much more than they did.
I also heard this recently that so somebody who lives here said ki I have a friend who's who's from Turkey, they're Muslim but not from India basically. And basically if I can quote that person jo non Indian Muslim rehte hain wo thode broad minded rehte hain matlab kitne logon se mile ho tum do और इंडिया में कितने मुस्लिम फ्रेंड हैं एक भी नहीं जस्ट टीवी से देख देख के वही पता चल गया
या इंडिया में एक और ये बहुत अच्छा पॉइंट इंडिया में यू कैन लाइक सो वी ग्रू अप इन जबलपुर मध्य प्रदेश एंड आई कैन से दैट वी कैन इफ यू आर इन जबलपुर मध्य प्रदेश यू कैन आइडियली लिव ऑल ऑफ योर लाइक चाइल्डहुड टू एडल्टहुड टू लाइक Like most of your life without ever meeting a Muslim, needing to meet a Muslim.
Exactly.
Outside of वही power equation जो था जब आपको आपका car या गाड़ी सुधारनी होती
है. हाँ वही वही वही.
But that is not an equal relationship, right?
So or at India coffee house on Sundays.
उसमें भी
Muslim family sitting on the other table.
Yeah.
तो मतलब वो भी interaction नहीं होता है ना मतलब.
हाँ interaction नहीं होता.
तो मतलब मैंने तो like my life's first Muslim friend was made in my engineering college so this is after I turned 18 सोचो मतलब this is
and by that time you heard so many stories and stereotypes in fact whatever they say in parliament now no you heard all of it point by point from childhood now when Amit Shah teed up on Kashmir recently and they made a big halla about it अरे आज तो भाई ने सुना दिया ये वो नेहरू का मिस्टेक हुआ था कश्मीर में दे दिया ये क्या वो एंड दिस इज नथिंग बट आरएसएस ग्रेटेस्ट हिट्स कलेक्शन फ्रॉम द 80s एंड द 90s तो और वही प्ले वो कभी वो बोल रहा है क्योंकि उसको बड़ा स्टेज मिल गया है
अभी तो मोस्ट व्हाट्सएप फॉरवर्ड्स राइट दिस इज लाइक दे मेनी ऑफ देम डोंट Like unless अभी कोई related recent event COVID पे कोई WhatsApp forward that's a different thing, but most of the Hindu WhatsApp forwards are like greatest hits. Like मैंने वो 90s में सब मैं पांडिजन ने भी देख चुका हूँ. Like all of that has happened.
Correct, correct.
But
in fact अभी वो truck का strike हुआ ना दो दिन पहले. तो immediate next day already I'm hearing people in the neighborhood saying कि ये सब Congress ने किया है. मतलब कैसे? ट्रक का ट्रांसपोर्ट का पूरा बिजनेस उनका है मतलब पूरा इंडिया में हर स्टेट हर यूनियन मतलब हाँ पहले से उनका है और अभी वो लोग करवा रहे हैं एंड यू सी हाउ इमीडिएट इट इज एंड यू नो व्हाट रिजॉल्वड आल्सो बिकॉज़ दे बैक्ड ऑफ
सुपनीत
ये पंप आउट कर लिया
इन ऑल ऑफ आवर एपिसोड समथिंग हैपेंस वेयर वी एंड अप रियलाइजिंग कि अगर बीजेपी ने हमें अपने पेरोल पे रखा होता तो हम शायद उनको और थोड़ा क्रिएटिव आइडिया दे सकते जैसे दिस क्यों कर रहे हो लाइक द इजीएस्ट थिंग इज कि से खालिस्तानी है बिकॉज़ यू कैन लिटरली लाइक मेक अ कनेक्शन विद पंजाबीज एंड ट्रक ड्राइवर्स बोलो फॉरेन से वंडा लाइक इट्स सिंपल है यार सीरियसली जैसे
व्हाट्सएप अंकल्स के लिए ना ये राहुल गांधी और कांग्रेस इन जनरल इट्स सच अ मतलब एक वो होता है ना मतलब इट्स अ काइंड ऑफ अ गॉड ऑब्जेक्ट फॉर देम Which is like कि ये irrelevant भी हैं जब हमें बोलना है तो ये irrelevant भी हैं और जब blame करना है तो ये powerful भी हैं
yeah
So
it just shows that there is zero critical thinking, there is zero rationality.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Propaganda is being thrown at you, yes, but aapka khud ka koi defense system hi nahi hai in your mind.
कहाँ से होगा? कहाँ से होगा जब पूरा स्ट्रक्चर ही वैसा है. मैंने बोला ना कि इंडिया अभी ट्विटर पे कंट्रोवर्सी चल रहा है. कंट्रोवर्सी तो नहीं, ट्विटर में रोज कुछ नया ड्रामा होता है. एक कोई 22 साल की बच्ची है, शी पुट अ पोस्ट आउट कि उसने वो अपने शी मूव्ड आउट ऑफ हर पेरेंट्स होम, शी रेंटेड अ प्लेस. आई डोंट केयर व्हाट हैपेंड, बट यू नो नाउ पीपल आर कोट ट्वीटिंग हर एंड सेइंग कि मैं जब 22 साल का था तो मैं अपने माँ बाप के हेल्थ का केयर करता था. एक तो कौन सा 22 साल का भाई, कौन सा माँ बाप है तेरे जैसे. बट एनी वे एंड द थिंग इज कि वी आर सो अथॉरिटी कंप्लायंट फ्रॉम डे वन ऑफ आवर लाइव्स एंड दिस आइडिया दैट एज हैज टू बी रिस्पेक्टेड, एल्डर पीपल हैव टू बी रिस्पेक्टेड इवन इफ दे आर लाइक द मोस्ट चूतियाज दैट यू हैव एवर सीन इन लाइफ. And so that keeps us that kills curiosity because you can't ask questions. So छोटे से अगर आपको questions पूछना बंद करा दिया तो फिर even when you like यार ये सब छोड़ो, 150 member of parliament opposition के suspend कर दिए गए हैं in the mother of democracy. Do you hear a peep? Like हमारे जो colony के uncle हैं जो इतना like वो करते हैं right कि हम बड़ा ग्रेटेस्ट बेस्ट डेमोक्रेसी व्हाट एवर, मोदी जी जाके हर जगह मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी बोल के आते. व्हाट
देयर इज जस्ट अनदर लिम्का रिकॉर्ड फॉर देम टू जस्ट.
मैंने वही बोला कि वो गिनीज में क्यों नहीं डाला कि द मोस्ट नंबर ऑफ पार्लियामेंट्स.
या
इट्स
व्हिच प्रूव्स दैट दे आर द वेरी द मोस्ट बेसिक कांसेप्ट ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी दे डोंट इवन अंडरस्टैंड और अप्रिशिएट. सो दे आर एक्चुअली सेलिब्रेटिंग द ऑपोजिशन बीइंग किक्ड आउट. Which means that if tomorrow it is declared ki election hi nahi hoga, they will burst firecrackers.
Huh?
Yeah. It's a waste of
money. मैंने तो ये थ्योरी ऐसा थॉट एक्सरसाइज ऐसे दिया था कि कल को मोदी जी आते स्पीच दे के देखो ये एक इलेक्शन कराने में इतना पैसा लग जाता है. तो अभी मैं ये सोच रहा हूँ कि अभी 10 साल बाद अगला इलेक्शन कराते हैं, ठीक है. पब्लिक विल स्टार्ट ऑपेड, पब्लिक छोड़ो ऑपेड लिखे जाने लगेंगे कि व्हाई इट्स अ मास्टर स्ट्रोक कितना पैसा बचेगा, ये होगा वो होगा.
एंड यू थिंक ही हैज अ लिस्ट ऑफ आइडियाज व्हिच आर द वैकीएस्ट एंड ही नोस ही माइट बी एबल टू पुल इट ऑफ बट ही इज कीपिंग इट फॉर अ डे व्हेन ही इज फीलिंग एडवेंचरस बिकॉज़ ही कैन गेट अवे विद एनीथिंग एट दिस पॉइंट.
एनीथिंग
हिज एपेटाइट मस्ट बी इंक्रीजिंग बाय द डे. नो कि आज ये बोल देता हूं 8 बजे जाके
authoritarian leader across the world and across history at some point goes mad.
So just yesterday I think I listened to this on like somebody said this on our Discord. कि उनके स्कूल में लाइक एट द टाइम दे वर इन स्कूल देयर वाज दिस वन आरएसएस अफिलिएटेड टीचर एंड या एबीवीपी अफिलिएटेड समथिंग लाइक दैट एंड ही बेसिकली लाइक इनडायरेक्टली यूज्ड टू थ्रेटन देम कि यू डोनेट टू एबीवीपी लाइक अदरवाइज आई विल फेल यू.
या इट साउंड्स सो प्लॉजिबल.
सो
अभी तो ऐसा है कि एम्स और आईआईटी में उनके अंकल लोग आके गौमूत्र का बात कर रहे हैं हु आर नॉट टीचर्स आल्सो. And they are forced down the throat of doctors. Imagine what a shame.
But also, like on that note, you will meet doctors who will try to justify it. See, the one thing that, like, you can be highly educated in science in India, but that does not mean that you'll have rationality at all. Like you, आपके दिमाग में दो हिस्से एकदम completely अलग-अलग रखे.
You've been fucked over in childhood only, no?
हाँ. So there is nothing like. When again a lot of people will have different kind of opinions, but when your ISRO ka rocket launcher aur wahan pe Nataraj ka murti rakha hua hai, like what? This is where you are, and this is the kind of the See, place
that Nataraj murti is there as sun reactor also. So if it's for symbolic purpose, it's great, but they are also superstition in their personal life.
हाँ मंदिर गए ना वो, वहां कहाँ गए उससे पहले, राइट, दैट द डे बिफोर, रिमेम्बर द मून लैंडिंग।
तो अपने शो में भी वो जो कहते कि दैट इज मुहूर्त बिफोर अ रॉकेट लॉन्च, एंड दैट इज ट्रू, यू कीप हियरिंग अबाउट दोस थिंग्स, एंड दिस द साउथ इंडियंस गेट अवे विद इट बिकॉज़ दे आल्सो एजुकेटेड हाईली, बट सो यू डोंट सी द रिचुअल्स एंड द कास्टिज्म, बट आई एम श्योर इज देयर वहां पे भी।
एंड द थिंग इज कि So this is, sometimes I feel that like Prime Minister is so lucky, our Prime Minister Adarniya, because I feel that he found himself in this position at the best moment, where we have enough level of consumerism, where I mean, think about like in the 1950s and 60s, one of the things that made us slightly lucky was that Gandhi was assassinated, so there was a period where Hindu nationalism was seen as a negative for at least 15-20 years, right?
Yeah.
And uske baad, for some period, what happened is ki our other identities, our caste identities, our regional linguistic identities prioritize humne kari over some of the other identities. Now, post-liberalization, because India had to be sold as one market, I think even before BJP started doing this, this whole patriotism, idea of patriotism, is also a very consumer market driven idea. When you can, if I make all of India a kind of monolith, then I can create one kind of adverts and sell it across the country, right? Instead of like focusing on different market segments, which I'm sure they still do, but broadly, like, and then once that identity seeped in, uske baad, it's very easy for a like a
hindsight international idea. Looks like in hindsight it looks like it was meant to be, but what you got to give it to them is there's a lot of effort that goes behind everything they do. Like, they are doers. Like, say what you want about them, they get their shit done.
Tell me with this, let's say you were the opposition, it's so much more difficult to teach, say people ki nahi tere ko usko nafrat nahi karne ka hai, tere ko uske sath milke rehne ka hai, like that's tougher, right, to say ki wo dekh wo mulla hai aur wo aise wo gaay khata hai and hate him, isn't that so? I think I mean you're certainly not the first person who is saying this, I understand that, but also like there is, we give a little more credit to them than they deserve simply because their job is easier, their job is way easier to convince people to hate.
The thing is that the organization, and the way it works, that you have to appreciate, because they get shit done, down to the district level. Yeah, advantage hai ki even when they fuck up, you don't hear about it because the whole media is under their control. But the machinery, now if you see the opposition fighting for seats in news headlines, they have squabbles in BJP also, but that happens behind closed doors and you never hear about it.
But that is that should be on media, no? Matlab, if it had been coming out as much as it should, then maybe
media though is a big game changer. But when you look at the opposition, it's like there is no intent.
It's the same BCCI analogy thing, right? Matlab, sare resources,
but you can only fight one story or ideology with another story or ideology. You can't do it with other means. So when you look at the opposition, there is no one coherent ideology emanating from any of them. Whereas with this party, at least is one story. It could be a good, bad.
So this is the point. If you are a BJP voter, you know what you're voting for.
Yes.
You have it very clear. Why exactly are you going there?
Yeah.
And even if you're in on the fringes or whatever, like 2014 ke pehle, like jo bhi, you know what you.
And now even they're delivering also. No? They're delivering. They gave you 670. They're giving you the temple.
Exactly. But the thing is, so it's my two things. One is there is no ideology on the other side. Like, what is why do you vote for Trinamool Congress? What exactly? Like, I'm just, what does Trinamool Congress? So pehla to wo. The second is, let's say there is an ideology. That ideology, selling that ideology is much tougher in a country like India, where people prioritize their religious identity across religions.
Yeah.
A lot. The third thing, the problem with conservatism, I feel, is conservatism is standing here and looking back. It is never looking forward. So yes, it will give you 370. Yes, it will give you Mandir. And it will probably also give you a uniform civil code. It will. Because those problems are problems from, like, for them, these problems existed in 1947 and even before, maybe. But the moment you ask them, "Acha, abhi ye India ka jo median age hai, wo 25 hai, aur apna unemployment rate has been one of the highest in the world. So how would you engage when a lot of companies that are moving out of China, manufacturing companies, are going to Vietnam and Thailand and not coming to India? How do we do? They will not have answer for that. Because
answer
the problem with conservatism is it has no
answer. Nahi aisa nahi, but it's just one answer.
उसमें भी क्या काट रहे हैं, देखा भी अयोध्या में जो बनाया हुआ उन लोग के रहने के लिए, did you see the video clip? And I don't get it, why ANI shares something like this? ऐसा लग रहा है ऐसा basically tin shed बना दिया है, और with open commodes and all.
They have exactly, they have projected it as कि ये कुछ बहुत अच्छा, like it is ready, ऐसा news था, right? कि Ayodhya is ready for the
yeah,
welcomes you to,
and it is, it literally looks like the worst area of a slum.
See, if you control media, you can get away with the fuck off.
कुछ क्या, फिर भी तुमने इन्हीं को काट दिया.
वो कोई अगर, if there some murmurs and somebody criticizes, they just stop showing it and they will spin it some way. Now, even if something untoward happens around that date, they will use that also to their advantage. So they will say, इसने किया, उसने किया, सोरोस ने किया. तो इनका लाइक
और ऊपर से मैसेज आया है, ऊपर से मैसेज आया है कि अपने भाई ने बोला है कि अपील की है कि मत आओ, राइट, लाइक और पूरी सब लोग आ जाएंगे तो वो, सो ही विल डू दैट आल्सो, बट अहमदाबाद हैज टू
एट द सेम टाइम, एट द सेम टाइम
ओलंपिक्स के लिए भी वो करना है. व्हाट
Which is what I find, found very weird, that why बोल रहे मत आओ और न्यूज चैनल वाले रोज यही दिखा रहे हैं, तो जनता आएगी देख देख के.
जनता और देखो जनता को रोका भी जाएगा, मतलब क्योंकि भाई का मोमेंट है, भाई का मोमेंट भाई से छीनने नहीं दिया जाएगा. ठीक है, तो वो जनता को रोक, यार क्या खतरनाक 1984 में जी रहे हैं अपन. तुम ये सोचो कि बंदा बीच में ऐसा करके फोटो खिंचाता है और ट्वीट करता है कि मैं सोच रहा हूँ कि देश के लिए कैसे काम किया जाए. भाई तू छुट्टी पे है, बोल तू छुट्टी लिया है, बोल तू आराम से बैठा है, क्यों है, लाइक थिंक अबाउट, लाइक
मतलब एग्जैक्टली, या
लाइक गैस लाइटिंग,
वो तो आपको पता है, दैट हैज बीन प्रोजेक्टेड एज अ मास्टर स्ट्रोक नो अगेंस्ट द मालदीव्स, डिड यू फॉलो दैट ऑन ट्विटर?
हां हां, या
वो क्या है,
अरे इवन राहुल कमल ने भी वो किया ना, सो बेसिकली व्हाट ही इज सेइंग कि सब कुछ बहुत अच्छा है, नेचर इज ग्रेट, लाइक नेचुरल ब्यूटी इज ग्रेट देयर, नाउ दैट पीएम इज गॉन, दिस इज राहुल कमल सेइंग, नाउ दैट पीएम इज गॉन देयर, I hope it also means ki, you know, the actual tourism ka jo infrastructure hai, wo bhi wahan badh jayega. So that people start going there instead of the Maldives.
Jo bhai ne kaha, bhai se kaha ki achha hai ye jagah pe, theek hai, photo nikala slow motion mein. But I think it's a very planned effort because last two days se Twitter pe top trending mein chal raha hai ki fuck Maldives, come to our this thing. And if that was the intent, I think strategically it was a great move because
nee, nee. What has happened? I'm not... होगा, पहली चीज तो लक्षद्वीप इज परहैप्स वन ऑफ द ओनली अदर एरिया आउटसाइड ऑफ जम्मू एंड कश्मीर विच इज मुस्लिम मेजॉरिटी. ठीक है, सेकेंडली देर आर ऑलरेडी अडानी प्रोजेक्ट्स दैट आर गोइंग टू हैपन देयर, दैट हैज ऑलरेडी बीन टॉक्ड अबाउट, उसके बीच में अपना भाई जाता है, तो मतलब यू नो व्हाट इट मींस. पर मैं सब भूल जाओ, ये सब मैं बोल ही नहीं रहा हूँ, मैं बोल रहा हूँ एक आदमी बीच में बैठा है, यहाँ से फोटो ले रहे हैं ऐसे करके बैठा है वो, और कैप्शन है कि मैं सोच रहा हूँ कि देश के लिए काम कैसे किया जाए. मतलब यू don't even want to show it ki bhai this
there, there, there is literally like during I think every president has a different role. So Obama years mein it was actually called like the presidential summer vacation for a week. He used to come here, ye Massachusetts mein ek Nantucket karke island hai wahan, matlab it's like an island, so
Camp David
Nantucket matlab Nantucket is the name of the island, but it was like ki haan bhai छुट्टी दे रहा हूं मैं, और यू नो आई एम गोइंग टू रिलैक्स एंड गेट रिजुविनेटेड, बट ऐसे करके कोई कभी फोटो नहीं आती थी ओबामा की,
क्योंकि वो ये सोसाइटी है ना अभी, हम पूरा तरीके से लाइक स्टॉप लुकिंग एट इंडिया एज like a democracy of any kind. Think of India as a like a very weird autocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, matlab wo ye sochne wali baat hai na yaar ki aadhe MPs suspended hain. पार्लियामेंट में ऐसा बिल्स इस तरीके से पास हो रहे हैं जो बेसिकली लाइक विल मेक इवन पुटिंग आउट अ ट्वीट कुड पोटेंशियली बी अ क्राइम.
यू कैन प्रूव इट टू बी इलीगल राइट द टिकट टू कोर्ट द बिल्स.
हैज दिस कोर्ट एवर गिवन एनी डिसीजन दैट इज अगेंस्ट द रूलिंग रेजिम. लाइक कौन सा स्ट्रक्चर है डेमोक्रेसी का जो खड़ा है किसी के भी साथ या खड़ा
हमेशा डिसीजन प्रो आते हैं बस वो एक बीच-बीच में वो लतीफे छोड़ देते हैं
डिसेंट डिसेंट जैसे कमेंट आ जाता है.
I think except Rahul Gandhi being reinstated, no major decision, at least in the public eye. Once Cyrus put it so simply and it was so clear that he said, imagine G20 is happening in America and the delegates land in Washington and they're on their way to the hotel. And they see pictures of Joe Biden at every other lamppost. Would it not be creepy?
So forget.
It was not just the photos. It was also comparing those leaders with the our leader and saying ki ye zyada popular hai aur tumhara wala kam popular hai. Wo poster
thi. In G20
also. Nishant, tu US mein 13 saal se reh raha hai. Aaj tak tune kahin bhi kisi politician ka placard dekha hai?
No, and I have seen, the only place I have seen is when
log apne yard sign dalte hain.
No, yard sign to theek hai. Maine yahan petrol pump pe dekha hai and which was happening in like as a mockery of Biden ki jab prices badh gaye the to you know people had put stickers on the petrol pump ki price ke wahan pe aise arrow laga ke Biden aise arrow laga this is my fault aise
to agar na
but wahan pe to Modi ji matlab aise pure matlab even in my hometown Jabalpur mein bhi wo har petrol pump pe bhai ki photo
main India aur log
diye ja rahe 120 rupees liter 130 rupees liter
early 22 mein jab India land hua tha तो मुंबई में इमिग्रेशन क्लियर करके उस तरफ गया वहां पे मोदी जी का फोटो. द फर्स्ट थिंग आई सॉ इन इंडिया
नागपुर भाई द एयरपोर्ट इज नेम्ड आफ्टर डॉक्टर अंबेडकर बट द फर्स्ट थिंग यू सी इज मोदीज फोटो एंड देन आफ्टर यू गो समवेयर लाइक देयर इज.
इनफैक्ट अगर यूएस में ये हो जाए ना और बाइडन नहीं बाइडन ट्रंप कोई भी that person will lose election guaranteed because people will be so creeped out person will like they're very antenna khade ho
jayenge and then yet the corruption in the US at the highest level and yet the two party system.
I was saying that like you know despite all the freedom of speech and like you said the political discourse and people's understanding being far greater than what it is in India, still the corruption is what it is in the US and it's the highest levels of corruption in across industries and the two party system fucks and it sucks of course no because there are only two options
yahan pe the only difference is the corruption you won't see corruption in your day to day life at least
the corruption is at the
yahan pe jo corruption hota hai to fir wo dusri countries ki government topple ho jati hai matlab us type ka corruption hota hai aur bombing ho gayi kahin I mean
NRA lobby karta hai aur NRA matlab gun control nahi hota hai us tarike ka corruption like day to day life
we are also heading there no I mean the electoral bond system is essentially the centralization of the corruption. So usne
but here at least you but here you know who has lobbied for whom like that is in public domain but with electoral bonds you don't know like here you know ki kaun sa lobbyist
main ek cheez bol dun ki people are not smart bilkul bhi nahi hai aisa nahi hai ki people are smarter the only thing is that the basic जैसे हमने बोला कि इनसिक्योरिटी जो हम बात करें यहाँ पे द बेसिक एसेंस ऑफ एन इंडिविजुअल इज टू गो अगेंस्ट द अथॉरिटी ठीक है सो नोबडी एवरीबडी लुक्स एट द गवर्नमेंट एज समथिंग टू होल्ड यू टू आस्क क्वेश्चंस टू
लाइक दिस
टू बी सस्पिशियस ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट एंड इनफैक्ट आई सॉ दिस इवन लाइक इवन इन लाइक कॉलेजेस एंड ऑल राइट यू you there's no overt respect to anybody nobody is given any respect all
and there are also the point is the practicality of the matter is ki given the reality of the world ki America is the most powerful country people can afford to be stupid like मतलब इट वोंट हर्ट देम एज मच एज इट
डोंट यू गाइस रिमेंबर दैट प्री 2014 दिस जनरल सॉर्ट ऑफ सस्पिशन ऑफ पॉलिटिशियंस वाज आल्सो देयर इन इंडिया आल्सो दीस पीपल हैव चेंज्ड इट अगेन लाइक नो इट इट टेकन अस फर्दर बैक इन टाइम नो
यस बट द डिफरेंस वाज दैट इवन व्हेन द यूपीए गवर्नमेंट वाज देयर ना एट योर लोकल लेवल You still had to do jihuzuri of your government, and even if you did not like the person, even if you did not like the, your member of parliament or the local minister or something, you would still treat them with reverence. यहाँ पे ऐसा नहीं, यहाँ पे बाइडेन के सामने थूक के चला जाएगा आदमी.
Yeah,
and that has like people have literally like shouted fuck you to Trump. When
there's a famous photo where like Trump's motorcade is going and there's a woman who's bicycling and she has a middle finger up.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the difference. Like that, like fake reverence. बहुत है यहाँ पे. और ये not just politicians छोड़ दो, family members. Yeah. तुम्हारा फूफा ताऊ जितना भी बड़ा वाला हो, you have to treat them. Otherwise, वो नाराज हो जाएंगे. And then you know,
even when there are known sexual offenders within the family, and they still get away with it.
Then at offices and workplaces, maybe private mein thoda kam, but think about the government office, like the level of jeev huzuri that you have to do. मतलब उससे एक बहुत interesting point है कि अभी India में पिछले 2 महीने में 3 महीने में the best critics choice film is 12th Fail. I don't know कि तुम दोनों ने देखी है कि नहीं 12th Fail.
But I heard about it.
The whole thing is
to look up.
The whole thing is our greatest underdog story is about a guy who wants to be part of the system, who wants to fight, do everything to become part of the system. Like literally, usme ek scene hai when he calls up his father and tells ki mera ho gaya. His father hangs up the phone और उसका ऐसा पिछले दिखा है उसको एक लोकल मिनिस्टर बहुत परेशान करता था तो बोलता है वो चौहान था मिनिस्टर का नाम बता मैं जा रहा हूँ चौहान को बोलने को उसने कहा इसके बाप को परेशान किया Like this is what you want to do with your power, and we are like, and you feel.
But
emotionally,
are the performances this strong? Ki matlab,
Vikrant Messi is good. Vikrant Messi is good.
He's good.
And then there are a few other actors, jinka naam like they are good. So
they must be good because I understand the aspirational value of IAS, and you know, that's how they get the numbers. The same with the comics get the numbers by talking about engineering and all of that. Is that? But then I'm sure on top of it, even the film is made well because I heard people who are not in that milieu and are more urban and they're settled in life, even they liked it. Must be the it's like how Uri was a propaganda film, but it was well produced.
And if you're invested, even mildly invested in this idea, right? Because ye sochna ki, like when I still like think about that ki kya India mein rahe UPSC deke kuch karna chahiye tha. Like people think about it. People like, there's a, this whole like this is an aspirational thing. And so if you're invested, you don't see it that way. But like if you think like ek step door jaake socho, to lage ki bhai the whole movie is about someone wanting to be like the underdog stories are where someone goes against the establishment and gets something done or something like you know. Yahan pe ye hai ki ab main collector hoon. Like wo kya hota hai uske ek dost Vikrant Messi ke ek dost ko पुलिस पकड़ लेती है ठीक है ये जाता है थाने दिस इज बिफोर ही इज बिकम दिस रिजल्ट आने वाला कल या यू नो रिजल्ट आने वाला कल या जो भी एंड वो पुलिस वाले को क्या बोलते हैं तुम रिश्वत मांग रहे हो मुझसे तुम जानते हो कौन हो जब मैं आईएएस बनूंगा सबसे पहले तुम्हारा ट्रांसफर कराऊंगा व्हाट द फक ये सीन है मूवी में
Well, the reality is that you go into any collector's office, there will be a plaque behind which will tell you the tenure of all the people who came before him. And the tenure is never over 2 years. It is most often within a year. That's how much they get transferred. And they get transferred by whom? The politicians.
Yeah.
So, and half their time goes in playing host to the fucking politician who's coming in. उसका गेस्ट था उसके लिए साफ कराओ उसका कोई भांजा आ रहा है ये आ रहा है वो आई एम श्योर दे डू अ लॉट ऑफ वर्क ऑब्वियसली दे आर द वंस हु रन द एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन फॉर बेटर और फॉर वर्स बट इफ यू आर अ पर्सन विद दिस माइंडसेट गोइंग इन यू विल बी सो डिसिल्यूजन एंड डिसअपॉइंटेड बिकॉज यू आर जस्ट सर्विंग द नेतास देयर एंड क्लीनिंग अप द मेस एट द बॉटम लेवल There's this book about corruption which came out recently. I think Bram Green is the author. It's the book is on corruption and where it comes from. Okay, and it has an example of I'll tell you the exact name. So it talks about systems. So it says people will always be corrupt, but the systems need to do better. If you can build better systems, there is no guarantee that you will get great leaders and a just system. But a better system doesn't allow people to take advantage of it. So the example he gives is that in Netherlands, the kind of people who go in for civil service are the people who score high on empathy, who want to actually serve people. And in India, the kind of people who appear for the administrative exams, they are the ones who are more prone to corruption.
So,
because they're doing it for the power, they're doing it for the money on the side.
Exactly.
It's the wrong kind of people who are even giving it, like forget clearing it.
Yeah. So the example that I was about to give was ki ye jo movie mein jo character hai, that is a it is a fictional character because most of the people that I know
no it is a real character apparently it is made of
so it's very rare then because most of the people who I know jo I don't know exact I don't know someone who did IAS but I know people who absolutely strive ki PSU mein job chahiye ya government job chahiye their if you ask them ki kyun chahiye they will never say ki काम अच्छा है या ये सीखने कुछ द होल थिंग इज इट्स अ परमानेंट जॉब आई कैन टेक एनी नंबर ऑफ वेकेशंस आई विल मेक मनी ऑन द साइड एंड
ऑल द रॉन्ग रीजंस ऑल द रॉन्ग रीजन दहेज मिलेगा पेंशन मिलेगा
एग्जैक्टली
घर मिलेगा
अच्छा एंड दे आर वेरी ओपन अबाउट इट्स लाइक एन इट्स नॉट इवन अ सीक्रेट लाइक इट्स लाइक कि हां यही है मेरा इंटेंशन काम आ गया
द बुक इज कॉल्ड द करप्टेबल इफ एनीबॉडी वांट्स टू नोट एंड इज ब्रायन क्लास या ब्रायन क्लास KLAAS दैट्स द ऑथर not a very long book. It studies dictatorships also, examples from history and from current times. And basically, the question at heart is that are people inherently evil or the system makes them? And it's a very big question to tackle, but he's done it nicely.
Do we need UPSC and bureaucracy? Like US, mein toh ye hiring directly university, so there's no exam. And there is no collector basically. But like even like the people who work with the ministries and secretariats, right? They're all hired directly from universities like a normal corporate job. Why? Maybe again, India is a massive population and if we don't do that...
It's just the nature of the country. And I've seen firsthand people operating in remote areas like say Spiti Valley or something. And there are so many small things which these people take care of that you can't even imagine.
That I have felt is that very little power completely makes, even very little power completely makes people ekdam bahut zyada aa jata sense of this. Like I have seen, like, especially in India, I feel where the sir culture is very much active.
Yeah.
You feel
entitled.
I've seen, not even I'm not talking about IAS officers, I'm talking about like government. Like my dad retired as an engineer from the water supply department. Even at that level, the kind of sense of power you feel,
the goes who are the gatekeepers in all the Delhi offices of the government. They are getting a little bit of money on the side to push your file ahead, to get your meeting done on time. Wo log bhi apne tension mein rehte hain. And the amount of money in Delhi that has accrued over the decades, from all this fucking blood money, you can see it. Like when you can see the random businesses happening, their wives doing some shitty business on the side, and you can see it is blood money. It has come from all these ministries over the years. And I think... one of the reasons why the current establishment acts so paranoid is because they are paranoid given the internet and what it is right now. They have all the media under them, but one party worker or one minister doing something stupid can go viral immediately.
Yeah.
So Congress must have gotten away with much worse in all this decade leading up to where we are right now. And you didn't hear a peep about it anyway.
But the good thing now with them is BJP, like, farak nahi padta na. Like, literally, there are three members of BJP IT cell accused of rape right now.
Yeah.
And they, apparently, the case was registered 4 months ago, and they have been, they are being shielded for the last 4 months.
Yeah.
So, then, fir kya hai? Fir kya bachta hai? And it's not like anyone will
I'm saying
talk
at
about
least that case came out. In earlier years, you wouldn't even have heard this much. But the
That is
country
true.
has seen a famine after independence. No. We've seen multiple wars after independence. We saw riots in Delhi, like a genocide in Delhi in 84, right? You saw the entire opposition being in jail at the same time. So a lot worse is when they say last 70 years they keep harping back. There is truth in it, no?
No, of course, but
And there are
also
people who have lived through it. But
there are.
now it has become like a new abuser is telling you that how come you was didn't fight earlier? So now why are you resisting now? Now that
But
I'm
people,
abusing you.
no, but
do you
then
think,
people are
Ajay,
not resisting, right?
मैं एक सिनेरियो दे रहा
वो
हूं,
जो
सुनो
स्टोरी
सुनो.
दे रहे हैं वो रजिस्ट किए होंगे ना उस टाइम, बट अभी दे आर जस्ट कंप्लायंट कि अभी हमारा बंदा कर रहा है तो चलेगा.
क्योंकि क्योंकि देर आर ऑल्सो स्टोरीज अबाउट रामनाथ गोयनका, लाइक नॉट यू नो लाइक हिज. एनीवे, मैं एक सिनेरियो दे रहा हूँ, मेरा सिनेरियो सुना कि इलेक्शन होता है एंड बीजेपी इज लेस देन 240 एंड दे हैव टू लुक फॉर अलायंसेस टू फॉर्म द गवर्नमेंट एंड द ऑपोजिशन समहाउ मैनेजेस टू अक्रू इनफ नंबर्स टू क्रॉस 272. सो नाउ दे गो टू द प्रेजिडेंट फॉर कि हम गवर्नमेंट फॉर्म करेंगे. एट दैट पॉइंट
पहले तो प्रेसिडेंट बोले देगा ही नहीं
नहीं नहीं नहीं
इतना
रुक जाना रुक जाना. एट दैट पॉइंट
देगा.
बिकॉज दिस पार्टी लाइक दिस पर्सन इज स्टिल द लीडर एंड एवरीथिंग दे सडनली द मीडिया सडनली स्टार्ट्स यू नो पुटिंग आउट न्यूज अबाउट करप्शन एंड अफिनिटी टू चाइना एंड पाकिस्तान एंड वॉट एवर ऑफ दीज लीडर्स एंड अर्जेस पीपल टू यू नो पीपल हु आर वोकल एंड आउट टू टॉक अबाउट इट एंड सडनली लाइक एंड एट दैट स्टेज द प्राइम मिनिस्टर गोज इम्पोजेज एन इमरजेंसी पुट्स 10-20 बिग नेम्स बिहाइंड बार्स आस्क्स फॉर अ ब्रीफ पीरियड फॉर द आर्मी टू सेट इन फॉर स्टेप अप फॉर द सिक्योरिटी ऑफ आर कंट्री एंड पुशेज कॉल्स द इलेक्शन रिजल्ट एज यू नो लाइक जो भी नॉट लाइक फर्ज एंड कॉल्स फॉर अ फ्रेश इलेक्शन. नाउ ऑल दिस सीम्स वेरी आउट ऑफ लाइक बट लाइक हाउ विल द एवरेज अंकल इन अ रेजिडेंट वेलफेयर एसोसिएशन रिएक्ट.
ये से करना ही नहीं
सही
चाहिए था
के
इलेक्शन. मैं आपको
यार.
पहले कहा था, मैं आपको पहले कहा था.
तो मुझे नहीं लगता कि कोई
सी
खड़ा होकर कुछ करने वाला है, राइट? कोई
देर इज इफ यू डिग लिटिल डीपर इन द नंबर्स नो देर इज होप इन द वोटिंग परसेंटेजेस. सो स्टिल द परसेंटेज सेपरेटिंग बीजेपी एंड कांग्रेस इज नॉट वेरी लार्ज एंड दे नो इट. नो इट्स लाइक इवन इन द यूएस ऑल द कॉन्सेंट्रेशन इन द इलेक्शन इज ऑन द स्विंग वोटर्स. नो
हाँ 2%.
बाकी लोग बाकी दोनों साइड पे पीपल विल एक्सेप्ट रिगार्डलेस ऑफ व्हाट देयर पार्टी डस. तो सिमिलरली इधर भी देयर मस्ट बी सम स्विंग वोट दैट दे आर गोइंग आफ्टर. इट्स प्रोबेबली द ओबीसी वोट फ्रॉम माय अंडरस्टैंडिंग लिटिल परसेंटेज हियर और देयर. सो इफ यू लुक एट द परसेंटेजेस इवन इन द लास्ट असेंबली वेर द कांग्रेस लॉस्ट दे आर बिहाइंड नॉट बट इनफैक्ट दे हैड हायर वोट शेयर इफ यू कंबाइन ऑल द स्टेट्स टुगेदर. But I think what happens is because the upper caste is the actual vote bank in the country. All the halla you hear, no, outside the IT cell, the informal IT cell, which is the secretary uncles of the building, they're all upper caste uncles. And that's why you hear so much.
But all the
But if you see
police,
now.
DSPs, SPs are also upper caste uncles. All the judicial, like
The
not
positions of
just
power we have,
some
okay,
upper caste.
first,
तो अगर
it's
हल्ला
not just
होएगा,
numbers, it's also power that they have. But if you see purely numbers, no, there is hope in it. And that's why they're
तो
pushing for 400 seats this time, no, because they know that they are far from complete consolidation.
देर आर 191 सीट्स इन इंडिया, लोकसभा सीट्स, वेयर कांग्रेस डायरेक्टली कम्पीट्स विद बीजेपी और बीजेपी डायरेक्टली कम्पीट्स विद कांग्रेस, हाउ एवर यू वॉन्ट टू डिफाइन इट. एंड द हिट रेट ऑफ बीजेपी इन दो सीट्स इज 85%. सो 85% ऑफ दो सीट्स बीजेपी टेक्स, राइट? एंड आउटसाइड ऑफ इट द हिट रेट ऑफ बीजेपी इज 34%. सो वेयर एवर बीजेपी ऑपोजिशन इज नॉट कांग्रेस, दे ओनली विन 34% ऑफ द सीट्स. सो दे टेक सो मच फ्रॉम देयर बकेट वेर दे डायरेक्टली यू नो कम्पीट अगेंस्ट कांग्रेस. इफ कांग्रेस इवन ब्रेक्स थ्रू एंड
स्प्लिट्स
विंस
आउट.
15 15% मोर,
हाँ
BJP will not make 272, but that is also cow belt na, that is also like wahan pe ho raha hai na. तो वहां पे आई डोंट नो कि कैसा
आफ्टर दे ओपन अप द डिलिमिटेशन एक्सरसाइज तो नेक्स्ट इलेक्शन इफ एट ऑल इट हैपेंस फिर तो खत्म है बिकॉज़ नाउ यूपीए सिग्निफिकेंटली मोर सीट्स बिहार है सिग्निफिकेंटली मोर सीट्स
मुझे डर पता है क्या हां मुझे डर इस चीज पर है कि इफ बीजेपी डज नॉट कम बैक टू पावर दिस साइकिल सम बाय सम the toxicity in the overall society, our like our circles, especially the urban circles, is so much that I don't know how they will react. They will like, तुम समझ जो ना, like I remember when Bengal में BJP lost, and then in Bihar में BJP lost. Bihar पहले Bengal बाद में, and the kind of language used for the average Bihari and Bengali, हाँ तुम लोग रिक्शा ही चलाओ, तुम, you know, like that toxicity. Will perhaps
ये तो न्यूज़ एंकर कर रहे थे भाई सुधीर चौधरी सेड दिस
एंड
इवन अबाउट दिल्ली राइट व्हेन आप वन आल्सो
या ही आल्सो सेड इट अबाउट दिल्ली या
एंड आई फील कि इफ बीजेपी डज नॉट विन देयर विल बी मोर रायट्स बिकॉज़ दैट्स हाउ दे देन कंसोलिडेट ना वो तो एक और दूसरा डर है मेरे दिमाग में
या या आई ऑफन थिंक अबाउट दैट मायसेल्फ दैट मोर देन देम लूजिंग इट इज व्हाट द किल स्विच इज दे हैव अ किल स्विच दे हैव अ प्लान बी एंड सी In case of emergency, what will they pull on you? You don't know. That will be even worse. And the other parties are either not savvy or they don't have, simply don't have the resources only to think that far ahead.
So, कैसे करोगे वो?
I don't see any plan. I don't see any organization happening in the opposition. And the thing is, see, most of them are regional parties. So more than Lok Sabha, they will all talk big, but they just want to protect their own turf. Which you can see clearly. So they will keep firing salvos at each other also because in the end, unko pata apna playground itna itke aage jaane ka nahi hai. So I don't see where any change is going to come.
Do you guys think the opposition alliance announcing a name as a PM candidate would help? Wo bahut alag hai ki, I mean, assuming that they go through the infighting and decide on someone.
I don't think so. Because then what happens is it... This is what they want. They want one person to come against Modi because versus Modi, nobody.
Then, exactly. Yeah. Then they will just be like, matlab jaise Rahul Gandhi ke saath pappu ho gaya, waise hi they will do something.
Yeah. Either they will, the other guy will get drowned out in the noise that this guy has for himself. Or is how difficult it is to just paint one guy as corrupt, blah, blah, blah. Ho jayega. They'll create something.
Yeah.
Uske gaad mein pigasar dal denge wo log direct.
Exactly. I mean, itna bada, like, imagine this, right? The whole Pegasus affair was not like a minor thing.
So many of them. Mera school ka dost log bol raha ki, tere ko kyun ye privacy? What do you have to hide? So, exactly what the government is saying, they are saying it like, like a Pied Piper. So, wo sab hai hi nahi, right? Like, right to life, right to freedom of expression, no, nothing, zero. Only worship and this kind of adherence you only get because you are religiously aligned. No, that's why all the kings throughout history have wanted religion on their side because some of that blasphemy lost touch of this they rub off on you also, which is exactly what is happening. No, and by further extension is rubbing off on their local leaders also. Even they are getting away with shit just by wearing a particular color. Yani kitna chutiya kata public ka. Wrestling Federation is
called
public. Pata nahi. I mean, isko khushi bol sakte hai ki kya?
मतलब गुस्सा भी है ये बात तो है कि भाई इतने खुश हैं इतना अच्छा सब कुछ चल रहा है तो इतना गुस्सा क्यों like cricket we were talking initially right?
Yeah.
There is so much anger in people. There is like ऐसा लगता है कि सब बस गुस्सा भर के बैठे हैं तो मुझे लगता है कि like are you confusing your anger with happiness or something like because I have never felt that people have been so angry or maybe it's the social media I don't know.
It is social, I think social media, yes, but it's also just the general state of affairs with the unemployment and the inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, but they are being constantly given enemies to vent at.
See, just simple example, what happened during that first lockdown when that Thaliwala task was given? वो एंगर ही तो निकल रहा है ना जो सड़क पे खड़े होके एक कोई इंसान है वो अपने सर पे बजा रहा है एक कोई है वो लेडी जो पागली हो गई थी मतलब Would a normal person do that if you're not angry? मतलब कुछ तो वेंट आउट हो रहा है वहां पे, मतलब आई
एंड द
फील.
क्लियर कैंडिडेट टू वेंट आउट ऑन इज द पीपल इन पावर, बट दैट इज नॉट हैपनिंग सिंपली बिकॉज़ द
दैट इज
प्रोपेगेंडा इज सो ह्यूज. आई थिंक वी आर नॉट स्टिल फुल्ली ग्रैस्पिंग हाउ मैसिव द प्रोपेगेंडा इज. दिस इज द बिगेस्ट प्रोपेगेंडा मशीनरी इन द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द वर्ल्ड बाय फार. इफ यू जस्ट सी, आई मीन इसका भी लिम्का रिकॉर्ड लेना तो ले लो, बिकॉज वी सी न्यूज एंड ऑल ऑफ दिस, बट व्हाट्सएप इज सो मच बिगर देन दैट. So much bigger. I was in Kolkata during the Bengal elections, and the kind of WhatsApp forwards they were getting was ki they are showing the top two Gujju bhais. No, they are shown as Ram and Lakshman, ye log avatar hai Vishnu ka, and not even in like no as a child.
वो वीडियो नहीं देखा क्या? मोदी जी
हाँ वो भी.
अवतार है, तो फिर योगी जी क्या है? वो भी अवतार है.
तो ये लेवल का, एंड व्हेन दे डू इट, इट इज नॉट ब्लास्फेमी, इट इज नॉट हर्टिंग एनीबडी रिलीजियस सेंटीमेंट्स, बट व्हेन यू डू इट, इट इज.
तू तू ये
आई
बता,
थिंक
तू
इट्स
जाके अपने कॉलोनी में अंकल को बता कि अंकल ऐसा संस्कृत में कमेंट्री हो रहा है, लोग धोती में वाह यार इंडिया कितना आगे ऐसा होगा फिर. दिस इज आवर आइडिया ऑफ लाइक ग्रोथ, दिस इज प्रोग्रेसिव
यार. आई मीन दिस
पॉलिटिक्स.
इज लाइक इफ दिस वाज हैपनिंग इन अ दिस एनी अदर कंट्री, लाइक दिस वुड बी मेड फन ऑफ. मतलब लाइक इफ समथिंग लाइक दिस हैपेंस इन द यूएस, लाइक ऑल लेट नाइट शोज विल बी मेकिंग फन ऑफ दिस फॉर एटलीस्ट अ वीक.
You know,
And this
you
is a
hear the
flex
other
in
news
India.
also. You hear the other news of all the rapes and the mob lynching and just the no Dalits being beaten up and all of that. And you we feel ki we are apathetic, which is also true. And gussa kahan ja raha hai? I think all of it is true. It's just the propaganda which is holding them up. If the propaganda falls apart, the machinery stops working for a month. No, you will start seeing differences. I think it's almost like mind control. They have it on people. They're like in this force field, no, of this constant noise. Because I hear it in my own house, no, living room mein yahi chal raha hai, 24 ghanta news ka. So it is almost like some subliminal mind control. The future is already here. It's just not as sleek as the science fiction books told you it will be. But if you see the people, no, you're already in the matrix. No, it's just that it is not as sleek as the movies showed you. So another thing which has really been very apparent after someone pointed it out was that ki jitna aapka mobile ka addiction in India mein utna western world mein nahi hai. Although I'm sure people are, you know, you talk about people, you know, having the addiction and all of that is true, but yahan pe bahut zyada hai, because the moment the screen is locked and you look up, there is nothing there that is of value. All of it is oppressive. The structures you're in, you have no space, the air stinks, and there is no activity outdoors. So imagine what a great escape this is for the poor people, especially. I see the watchmen in all the buildings. When I travel by train, everybody, the laborers who come into the compartment, as soon as they get a comfortable place, immediately it is on, you know, because this is such an instant escape from their immediate reality. Or koi aapka bahar ka vocational activity hai nahi, apart from your work, no? There are no parks, there is no sports, really speaking. There is no social gatherings of note, right? There is no extracurricular activity, there is no art that you practice, there are no events that you go to, you don't go to museums. So, yahi bacha hai. Aur phir jab ispe, I shudder to even peek inside what they're watching. It usually it is some political shit, or it is some item number, or it is Bageshwar Dham Baba talking something. So can you imagine the amount of toxicity that is being fed into people? You can't even quantify it, if there's some way of quantifying it.
And that is why it scares me more. कि अगर कल को बीच भी हार गया तो all this will be like अभी ये रुका हुआ है, क्योंकि अभी तो ऐसा है ना कि राम राज्य है इंडिया में, रावण राज्य आएगा तो क्या करोगे, मतलब you know what I mean. तो
yeah, what is the plan B? You don't know. And the thing is, they have people on the ground, no? In every pin code, they have people. There are people, जो लोग चंदा मांग के गए हैं मंदिर के लिए, and you don't even know where the money is going or who they were, and they literally almost they force people to pay.
And भगवान के नाम पे, like
ये चंदा मांगने से मेरे
है.
को ये चंदा मांगने वाली बात एकदम, because I have people in my extended family who have put stickers on their car कि इस कार का यूज हुआ है चंदा मांगने.
यार हर
it's embarrassing man. It's really amazing. Like, वो मतलब I can't believe कि मैं ऐसे लोगों को चाचा बोलता हूँ. एक्चुअली मंदिर के लिए चंदन मांगे, मतलब
अगेन द डाइकोटॉमी नो वेर एट वन पॉइंट देवी से कि ये तो उनका ट्रस्ट है वही सब कर रहा है, ये सरकार का नहीं है, बस सरकार आके इनॉग्रेशन कर रही है वही बंदा बैठेगा, तो ये सब चलता है
इतना। मैंने ये देखा दिल्ली में
डिसोनेंस है ही नहीं,
आदमी आपके दरवाजे पे आके बोल रहा है कि हम लोग डोनेशन ले रहे हैं कश्मीरी पंडितों के पुनरावास के लिए, तुम कैसे करोगे, तुम क्या करने वाले हो, लेकिन वो पैसा कहाँ जा रहा है किसी को पता नहीं, पर आदमी ऐसा आज हालत ये है कि आदमी कश्मीरी पंडित सुन के 51 रुपए दे देता है, तो राम सुन के तो पता नहीं क्या ही कर रहा होगा। ऑन दैट हैप्पी नोट लेट्स पॉज,
बहुत ही हैप्पी एपिसोड हो गया आज,
ऑन दैट हैप्पी नोट लेट्स पॉज,
ऑलराइट थैंक यू,
गुड नाइट,
बाय नाइट, बाय बाय।
चलिए मुझे आप सभी से बात करके बहुत अच्छा लगा, मेरा ये चैनल सब्सक्राइब करें और मेरे हर अपडेट आपको मिले इसके लिए बेल आइकन जरूर दबाइएगा। आप सभी को मेरी ढेर सारी शुभकामनाएं।
Long years ago, we made a trip with destiny, and now the time comes when we shall redeem our pledge.
8 नवंबर 2016 की रात्रि को 12 बजे से
चीफ मिनिस्टर के लिए मेरा एक ही संदेश है कि वो राज धर्म का पालन करें।
हार्डवेयर वालों की सोच क्या होती है, हार्ड वर्क वालों की सोच क्या होती है,
अरे ये ना पंजाब की खुशबू।